It's a very busy studio because we are joined at the minute by one of the many groups that have come to County Clare for this weekend's Shannonside Winter Music Festival. We'll meet Seth Mulder and Midnight Run in a minute. They're taking part in one of the bigger gigs, but in one of the almost 80 concerts, pub gig sessions and shows that take place across 17 venues in Six Mile Bridge and Bunratty this weekend. Michael Minahan is Festival Director. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome and thanks for joining us. We've got one group here and we'll talk to them in a second. But they are, I was going to say they're representing everybody else, but it's probably not fair because you've got so many different types of groups
absolutely,
and different types
yeah.
of music over the weekend.
Huge amount of genre, absolutely, Gavin. Yeah, thanks for having us. There's a great, I'll tell you, the people will tell you that we're heading into the most depressing weekend of the year and nothing could be further from the truth as we head into Six Mile Bridge is already rocking since we had our opening concert last night and we had a kind of a pop world group there kicking it off with everything from the Commitments to Aha. And finishing up with Gerard O'Donnell and Trevor Sexton last night singing some great vocals and harmonies there last night in Six Mile Bridge.
Mighty.
But we've got classical, Cajun, bluegrass, trad, folk, old-timey. We've even got a CD launch with the fantastic Jimmy Crowley from County Cork, the renowned singer-songwriter from County Cork. Singer sessions, poetry groups, festival walks, you name it, Gavin, it's all going on in Six Mile Bridge and Bunratty.
What I love about it is that you're doing it at a time of the year when, with respect, there wouldn't be much else going on without you.
Everyone says that. And you know what? I think we've probably set a bit of a bar there because if you look around, there's a few festivals starting to creep in around this time of the year.
Yeah.
And I think we might have been one of the first going back. I
mean,
this is the 21st year. It's going since 1999, kicked off by the incredible Brendan Walsh back in the day. And Brendan, after 20 years, took a little bit of a step back there last year and we've tried to keep it going. So we've got it to its 21st birthday party and it's rocking in Six Mile Bridge and Bunratty at the moment, Gavin.
Give us some of the highlights in the next couple of days. What are you looking forward to in particular?
Sure. So, I mean, tomorrow is the big day in Bunratty. You've got the Folk Park Day, which is a really good family day out. So head over there, you'll get a cross-section and scene, including seeing the Seth Mulder and the guys in the Bunratty Folk Park. Tomorrow night then, we've got Cherish the Ladies, our headline act in Bunratty Castle Hotel. Tickets are almost sold out. You would want to move quickly to get that. That is almost there for selling out. And on Sunday then we have these guys, Seth Mulder and Midnight Run and the Sons of Navarone, a bluegrass band from Belgium of all places, playing in Six Mile Bridge GA Club, and tickets for that are available but flying out the door as well. And also on Sunday we have the single biggest one day set dancing event in the Irish calendar on Sunday in the Bunratty Castle Hotel. So check out all the details on wmw.ie. That's where you'll get the tickets and where you'll get all your details and the whole gig guide. There was over 80 events as of last night. We're into the 70s now, so move quick.
Mighty stuff. You're in Six Mile Bridge. You've moved to Bunratty for the last few years as well.
Last few years, absolutely,
really, really
yeah.
well, yeah. I know. And I know you want to tell people about the tickets and I absolutely understand that and respect it. There's lots of free bits going on as well.
Absolutely.
In fact, the vast amount.
All the gigs in the pubs are all free. Most of the gigs in the hotels are free. Dirty Nelly's, JP Clark's, the Bunratty Manor Hotel, all those venues, Gleason's, McGregor's, Gillies, Casey's Bar, Sessions galore. Check out the guide. You'll see that almost only, oh God, there's very few that you've got to pay in for, but there's a great cross-section of music all over.
I want to meet some of the guys that are here with us as well. Seth Mulder, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us from whereabouts exactly?
We're from Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And how do you come from Gatlinburg, Tennessee to Clare in January with bluegrass music, huh?
I don't know. John Nyan put it together and we're glad to be here at Clare FM. It's been a great time so far.
You're very welcome. I'm delighted that you are here. Tell us a bit about the group. You've got plenty of musicians there with us this morning. But what are people going to enjoy when they see you in concert this weekend?
Well, they're going to hear a bunch of great traditional bluegrass music as well as some classic country music. We bring a wide variety of artists. We do songs from people like Bill Monroe, Flatten Scruggs, the Johnson Mountain Boys, to Merle Haggard, George Jones, quite a variety of entertainment, as well as instrumentals featuring banjo, mandolin, guitar, bass, fiddle, the whole shebang.
And you're on a bit of an Irish tour at the minute, I think?
Yes, we are.
So is there a big Irish market for bluegrass?
Actually, we've had a fantastic results with playing over here. We did our first tour over here back in 2018. It was our first time over and we had fantastic results. And John Nine has put together another tour. We're going to be over here for about 3 weeks and
have
great results, great crowds and everything.
And how do you feel about being here at a time of the year when it's, you know, it's not the summer, it's not the sort of weather you'd associate with the south of the states, actually, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is a bit probably unusual for you, I would have thought.
Well, it is. Right now it's cold back in the states for us as well, but it's beautiful over here. I mean, for what we expected, it's always pretty, it's always green, we've enjoyed our time looking around so far.
Great stuff. Delighted to hear it. And you've told us about kind of what you can look forward to Sunday night. Do you enjoy being part of a festival like
this? Oh, absolutely.
This? Yeah.
The whole environment of getting to meet other musicians and getting to meet other fans and getting the more personal experience with getting to after hours and jam and pick with everybody is a great experience.
Right, your stuff. They kind of sum up the festival.
They're
the sort
These guys are fun. Yeah, and you can see they've dressed. You can't see it in radio, but
yes,
they've dressed for the occasion.
Indeed, yeah. We've got cowboy hats. We've got the dungarees.
The whole nine yards. This is the genuine package. We've flown them all the way in from Tennessee, Gavin. This is not no half measures here.
So, what's your message to the people listening this morning? What do you want the people of Clare to do over the weekend?
Well, I would say there are villages the length and breadth of Ireland that will give their eye teeth for what's going on in Six Mile Bridge and Bunratty this morning. Check out the website. You will see something that you will enjoy. Bring the kids, bring the family, bring whoever, bring yourself, come enjoy it, soak up the atmosphere. It looks like the weather could be good, maybe cold and frosty, but nice and dry, touch wood. And there will be lots going on, so check it out.
And remind the website once more.
WMW.ie.
Nice, easy to remember. Winterside Music Winter Music Weekend.
There you go.
It's been a long week. WMW.ie is where you're going for all of the details. Seth, your guys are going to play for us in a second. What are we about to hear?
We're going to hear a tune we recently recorded called John Henry.
John Henry. Who is that, a real man? Or is it?
It's a traditional number that's been around for probably 100 years or so. It's an old tune that we've kind of revisited and made our own.
Lovely stuff. Well, look, as you get ready, I'm going to let our listeners know that today's qualifier for our competition was Anne McNamara from Kilnaboy. We've just done the draw, however, and the overall winner is Tuesday's finalist, John Burke from Lifford and Ennis. John, congratulations to you. You're heading to Barcelona, courtesy of Aer Lingus, flying from Shannon Airport. Aer Lingus January sale is on now, aerlingus.com, the website. Check it all out there. We will be back with you Monday morning from 9 o'clock when we will be continuing our build-up to general election 2020. We'll talk sports as well, plenty more besides, so be sure to join us for that. My thanks to Ben for his work on production and to you for listening. But we're not finished yet, and don't go anywhere, because a sound that you will really enjoy, I promise you, is on its way. This is Seth Mulder at Midnight Run. Guys, in your own time, please do take it away. Seth Mulder, Midnight Run. We'll have the video on that on our Facebook page in a wee while. Guys, enjoy your time in Ireland. Enjoy your time in Clare. Thanks for joining us this morning. WMW.ie. Shannonside Winter Music Weekend. Have a fabulous one.